Aren't you glad we know him? Aren't you happy? I'll tell you, I say it all the time. I'm so glad I know him. Well, I'm going to use this as my podium today, if you don't mind, because this is going to be our beautiful baptistry pool. I said we're having a soft opening today because this is the first time that we've used it, and I think it's just going to be great. Thank you guys so much. I so appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to open because I want to talk to you for just a minute, because I know we have some kids being baptized today. But I do want to talk to you about the Great Commission. And those were the last words that Jesus gave. And so, Kathy, I'll ask you to find Matthew 3 and just, or Sister Gabby, go to Matthew 3 and hold it. But first, I'm going to show you where it all started with Brother Mark. And Mark said this, Mark chapter 1, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee. And he was baptized by John in the Jordan, or the Jordan River. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And then a voice from heaven came to him saying, "Well done. You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." You're my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And later on, when he was in the wilderness, and he was hungry, and he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to him and said, "If you were the Son of God, you would command these stones to be made bread." And then again, he said, "If you were the Son of God, well, you would just jump off this mountain, and the angels would save you. Well, if you were the Son of God, you'd just bow down and worship me." And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus did not even argue with him. Folks, can I tell you, sometimes you just give way too much attention to the devil. You just visit with him too much. "I know. It just doesn't seem like anything's ever going to get better. I know. I don't know. I don't know why all this stuff happens to me. I just don't understand." No, we don't. We just don't. And there's only one who does. And he's the one we're talking about today, and that's the Lord Jesus. And he sent his Holy Spirit to help us. We won't always understand, but I'll tell you this. Jesus said to him, he didn't go back and forth with him. He didn't argue. When he said, "If you were the Son of God," Jesus said, "Satan, get thee behind me." He said, "Satan, it is written." It's written. It is written. Jesus knew what was written in the Word. And if you know what is written in the Word of God, I'm telling you, it changes everything, and it will shut the mouth of the devil behind you. I mean, it will just shut his mouth for you. So here's the thing. When Jesus was out there, everyone around him, the entire crowd, even the devil, even the angels of heaven, heard that voice from heaven. John wrote it down and recorded it in three Gospels. They heard that voice from heaven say, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Now, Jesus could have said, "Devil, you know better than that. You heard what my Father said," but he didn't even go there. All he said, "It's written, Satan." That's all you got to know. So read your Bible. Make sure you read it. Okay, so let me get over here, because let me say to you, you say, "Well, you know what? I'm saved. I'm born again. But you know what? I don't think baptism's all that big a deal. I don't need to be baptized to go to heaven. After all, the thief on the cross wasn't baptized." Let me tell you something. You may be saved without being baptized, but you're not going to be obedient. Because it was the very first thing that Jesus did when he came to earth before his ministry started. He was baptized. We just read it in the Jordan by John. He was baptized. First thing he did, the last thing Jesus did before he went away, was gave his disciples instruction. And baptism is very, very important to him. He's our role model. If Jesus was baptized, we are baptized. If he said you must be baptized, we must be. So let's read it in Matthew 3. And then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came immediately up from the water. When it says Jesus came up from the water, it must mean that he was down inside the water. Okay, he wasn't sprinkled. He was immersed into the water. So he came up out of the water, and he saw the heavens parting. Excuse me, I'm back on Mark again. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice from heaven came and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John also wrote it down in the book of John. He had been told by the Father, the one that you see the dove come upon and lighting upon him and remaining on him, he will be the Messiah. He will be the one that will forgive my people of their sins. John, his cousin, was standing out there who had been in the wilderness all these years. And yet John had been baptizing. John came in and began to baptize people. And so all of a sudden, John is out there. People gathered all over on the shores of Galilee, or Jordan, on the shores of Jordan, the Jordan River. And all of a sudden, this beautiful dove ascended, and the Bible says it lit upon Jesus. It was symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And when he saw that dove light upon Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. There he is. He's the one." And then Jesus came to him and said, "John, I've got to be baptized by you." And John said, "Oh, Jesus," he said. He humbled himself. He said, "No, you should be baptizing me." And Jesus said, "John, you've got to baptize me. I'm not going to go into all that. I know I'm just recovering some that I spoke to you about last week. But I will say this, Jesus was revealed at his baptism. That's where the lights came on for Elijah. When Elijah got to the Jordan, that's when his ministry began. When Jesus got to the Jordan and was baptized, that's when his ministry began. And so I want to say this today. If Jesus was revealed at his baptism as the Son of God, as a Messiah, you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. All of you children, those of you that are being baptized today. And if you haven't, you need to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. And then you can be baptized. And I'm telling you, when you are baptized, something else happens in you. And we'll talk just briefly about it. But the word tells us that you've been chosen. And to be chosen, you've been anointed and set apart. And when you're set apart, the glory of God will come upon you right here this day. He's already brought you. Many of you have already been baptized into Jesus. And today, we're going to bring some other people here. You know, here's the thing, and pastors see this, and churches see it all over. You'll see people come to the altar and pray and just go right out the door. But when they get baptized, it says that when they baptized in the early church, they baptized and they stayed. They were added to the church daily, such as those that should be saved. And so we're going to baptize. I'd like to baptize every single Sunday. We'll probably baptize at least once a month. So don't say, "Oh, I'll get baptized next year." I wouldn't do that. I would just do it as soon as I could, just to get some things taken care of. So just before Jesus left, he gave us Matthew 28:19-20. Now he said this to his disciples. They were the ones that were going to be preaching. They were the ones that was going to be baptizing. So he told them how to baptize in Matthew 28, look at 19 and 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Some folks, they like to come and get a portion of God's word, but don't bother me with that part. Don't bother me with this. I don't need anyone telling me what to do. Well, no one's telling you, but if the word tells you what to do, we need to pay attention. Peter said, the closer the end times get and the end of the age, how much more should we be looking after ourselves and what we are doing and what we are partaking of? And if you, listen, church, if you let your guard down in one area, it won't be very long. You'll just be letting your guard down in all areas. If you start watching movies in your house that has cursing and cuss words and all that kind of stuff and people doing whatever they do, if you allow that, your kids are going to think that's okay too. They're just going to do whatever mom and daddy does. You talk bad, they're going to talk like you. Whatever you see them do, they see you do, that's what they're going to do. And so you start to let your guard down, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, I wouldn't have allowed that before. That wouldn't have been a part of my life before, but now it's just common. I was telling these guys this morning in the room when we were talking about getting baptized, how that the kids go to school, my little ones tell me, they didn't know some of these, they didn't know the four-letter words and all these horrible words that are out there. But now Parker's in first, she's in the fourth, and they hear everything. And you that work in the world, you work with people that use all kinds of words, and if you're not careful, that'll just penetrate right through your flesh, and it gets down into your soul and into your spirit. And pretty soon, as the old Chinese man said, you just coolie offy. You know, and you're not hot in your spirit anymore, and the things of God that used to thrill you, they're not that exciting to you. You've lost your spiritual energy. How did that happen? How did you lose your spiritual energy? Because you let your guard down. Maybe in one simple area. My goodness, there's nothing wrong with that. I hear that all the time. Or, you know, whatever. You can judge. You can judge yourself. And you can see. But I'm telling you, when Jesus said, you tell them to observe everything. Now, you baptize them. He was talking to those who baptize. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then teach them to observe whatever I have commanded. And so when we teach the Bible, you've got to teach the whole thing. I heard one great preacher in Washington, a young man, but he's so powerful and so unafraid. And he said, I am not going down with the Titanic. He said, when I see the Titanic going down, I'm not going to be rearranging the chairs and the furniture. He said, I don't want anyone to go down with the ship in my church. And I certainly don't want to go down with the ship. And we see the filth raging in our streets of America. And everything happening that you and I never one time thought we would ever see and hear the things that we were seeing now. I want to say, church, and you know this, but here's what this baptism is about. You know, before we were saved and fell in love with Jesus and he came to live with us, we were defiled on the inside and the outside. I mean, we were just a dirty mess, dirty mess. See, how about the little ones? Well, they got pure hearts. Until they're to the age of accountability. I love their purity and their innocence. But there comes a time where conviction comes on us. And I was down here praying last evening. And I said, Lord, if there's anything that Landmark could be known for, let it be known that it's conviction. That when you come in, you'll feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Not because I preached my convictions on you and told you this is how I feel. It doesn't matter what I feel. But it matters what this is. And the convicting power of the Holy Ghost delivers. Somebody says, well, I would go to church, but they will condemn me. No, honey. We don't condemn you. You condemn yourself. And the devil comes to condemn you because you know what condemnation does? Condemnation will destroy us. Condemnation makes you feel like you're nothing. And that's what the devil wants you to think. You failed over here. So you're a loser and you can't get up. God hates you. He doesn't care about you at all. That's condemnation. Condemnation will tear you up. Because the devil will come and say, look what you did. look what you said. I know what you did a few years ago, and he will still use that thing about you that happened 40 years ago. But conviction comes on you. And it's the Holy Spirit, and he says, look, I can fix that. And your father loves you, and I will never leave you. I don't care who had forsaken you. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you, and I will fix you. And I love you no matter what you did. You're still my baby. You're still my son. You're still my daughter. And you belong to me. See, that's conviction. It takes care of us. It's just like a little security blanket. It comforts us. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I want to show you. Well, let me read Peter's writings. And then Peter said, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Just blotted out. So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And then he went, let me back up to Acts 2:38. And then Peter said to them, repent! You know, there's Pentecostal preachers, charismatic preachers on TV that preach there's no more repentance. Because our past sins are forgiven, our present sins are forgiven, and our future sins are forgiven. So there's no need to repent. Well, it's not what Peter said when Jesus went away. And it certainly isn't what Jesus said. So let me continue reading Acts 2:38. And then Peter said to them, repent, every one of you. Repent. Somebody say, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit to live with us, to dwell with us, to help us, to guide us. He's our guide. He's our counselor. He is truth in a world where there's just lies, 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 lies. He is the truth. You lost your way? You don't know which way to go? What do I do? I just don't know. He'll counsel you, and he will show you. But you have to allow that faith to come up out of you. And only faith in him, not in your friends. And don't run off to your girlfriend. Oh, what am I going to do with my husband? He's acting like that. She doesn't know what to do with your husband because she doesn't know how rowdy you are. You go to work, tell that guy that's been married 5 times. What am I going to do with her? He's going to fire you. I dump her. I get up. What are you talking to him for? Our faith is in him. He's the only one that can take care of the entire thing. So, see, we are baptized for the remission of our sins. That way, Jesus said, I cleanse you on the inside. Inwardly, see, it's when that outside stuff, those sins come down and they weigh us down. And you don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel good because, you know, inwardly, that mess inwardly. And you don't feel good. And Jesus said, let me in there. Let me at it. And he brings his conviction and he just digs it out and he takes it and he throws it into the sea as far as the east is from the west. I mean, he gets rid of it. And the Bible says never to remember it again. Your sins are gone, never to come back. Hallelujah. And then outwardly, we get the guilt and the shame and the stuff from the outside. And your eyes looking at the outside, our ears hearing from the outside, our mouth talking from the inside out. Who can we make a mess of things? But he said, I want to help you. Okay, I quit with this. If you haven't heard anything else I said, get this. Find 1 John for me, chapter 5. I just got to give you praise, Lord. This is one of the sweetest, most awesome verses that you will find in your word that describes what happened to us and what's happening this morning. Look at 1 John 5, 6, 8. How are we doing? Are we there? This is he, John said. This is he who came by water. Now I want to read it out of my Bible. I printed it there. But this is he who came by water, baptism, and by blood. Where? The blood of the cross. Let me read it again. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, that's a capital W, which means Jesus. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. The blood saved us. The water cleanses us and washes us. Now, this is not going to save these people this morning. They are doing this because they've already been saved. Jesus came. He was already full of his Father. But he came as a witness to us, as a sign to say we are being cleansed from everything. As Jesus was revealed at baptism, you are going to be revealed today as one of his. I said earlier, just like a wedding ring, you men and women have on wedding rings, it says, your wedding ring didn't make you married. You had a wedding that made you married. It's just the sign that I belong to her and she belongs to me. So what's happening this morning is like a wedding ring. It's saying, I belong to him. Hallelujah. So now, and in heaven, in the courts of heaven, there is a law. And it's this: there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. So Jesus died on the cross. His blood was shed. So we have the blood. That's a witness in heaven. We're getting baptized. That's a witness in heaven. And the Holy Spirit is attending. Now we have the three that agree on one thing. Let me tell you this. When Jesus was on the cross and that guard came speared him in the side, what came out of Jesus' side? Blood and water, water and blood. Two things came out. Water and the blood. And the Holy Spirit was there. This is just way powerful. So this morning, you that are being baptized, all of heaven is witnessing. All of heaven's gathered around to watch and see the blood, the water, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So I think I'll just quit with that and just say what's happening. You guys are getting ready to come, as the old timers used to call it, to this old watery grave. A watery grave. When you get in it, Jesus was died, he was buried, and he was resurrected. You come to this water and you sit down. And when we put you under the water, as Jesus went under the water, it's like you were buried with him. And you died with him. And the old man, that old junk, the old stuff. He said your sins will be blotted out so that you can take a refreshing. My Lord, doesn't that just make you want to get baptized this morning? Just another refreshing. And then we come up in his resurrection power. Into what? He said newness of life. The old life dies. It's a newness. It's a freshness. It's a newness of life. And I pray for every one of these young children. I pray for you, Joe and Clara and Jeff, that there will be newness of life and a freshness upon you. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, may we leave the old man and rise up the new. Father, I thank you for this house this morning. I pray, Lord, if there was any ounce of conviction here, that it fell on someone's heart this morning and convicted them, then I need to invite Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I need to invite him to come and save me from myself, not just from hell, but save me from myself, save me from this world. Oh, Lord, somebody here needs you to wash them and cleanse them by your blood and by your water. And Lord, if they're crying out to you today to say, I need a counselor, Jesus, I need help, I need truth, I pray you'll convict them now while every head is bowed, every eye is closed. You say, Pastor Paulette, I was so convicted and I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. I haven't done that, or I need to rededicate my life. Are you here? I want to give my heart to Jesus today. I see you in the back. I want to rededicate my life to him. Is there another? Is there another? I wait for you. I wait for you. You say, I don't want to get embarrassed. I see you, baby. Look at that sweet young man. You're worth waiting on. You say, I don't want to be embarrassed. Oh, get out in the world. They'll embarrass you every time you go to work. No, no, no. You can get embarrassed at Save Mart. Well, somebody was mean to me at church, and I don't trust Christians anymore. Oh, really? Did your doctor ever hurt your feelings? Did your mother? Did your mom, dad? No, we still love people. Anyone else? Okay, Father, I'm going to lift these two up to you today in Jesus' name. Come on, church, pray with me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Wash my heart. Cleanse my body. Cleanse my mind. I receive you as Lord. I give my heart to you. In Jesus' name, you are Lord and Savior of my life this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to dismiss you all to go and change your clothes. And if you that gave your heart to Jesus today, you say, you know what, Pastor, I don't care to get baptized in my clothes. Well, we got a towel for you. If you want to get baptized, I said, Rick, write some extra certificates just in case somebody wants to come up and get baptized this morning. You can go ahead, Joe. Yeah, you all are dismissed to go change your clothes. I was telling him last week, you can have a seat. A cousin of mine in Texas, he's a doctor, and he and his wife, she's a pharmacist. They decided they wanted to get baptized in the Assembly of God that morning. And when they did, she says, well, honey, you don't have any clean clothes. You didn't bring any extra clothes. He said, I'm going to get baptized in my suit. He said, this suit means nothing compared to what Jesus did for me. So it just doesn't matter. So if you want to get baptized, you can go with them and or line up here when they come. Line up the back of the line and we'll get you baptized. All right. Well, why don't you pull the house lights down just a tad and keep these bright? I want these guys to be seen. All right. Well, you might be able to guess who's first, but if you will bring them in. All right. We got Ainsley is going to be first. All right. Ainsley, come over here. Dad, let's... Just a minute. Stay right down there a minute. Dad, give her the microphone. Okay. Ainsley, what is your name?
My name is
Ainsley. Tell them how old you are.
I'm 9 years old.
We need a little more volume, bro. How old?
I'm 9 years old.
And does Jesus live in your heart?
Yes.
He does? Do you know when he came in? Mm-hmm. You've known him a long time, haven't you? Did you meet him when you were a little girl?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You want to testify or tell the people anything about him?
No?
All right. Well, you ready to get baptized? All right. Here we go. All right. From now on, you can get them in the water. All right, Ainsley. Boy, you're going to look pretty today. You're going to keep that bow on? That's good. You can keep it if you want. Ainsley, upon the confession of your faith that Jesus is Lord, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Woo! Amen. Next we have Parker Smith. All right. You want to step into the water and don't touch the microphone. And you can step down in there, but Dad's going to ask you to give us your name and how old you are.
I am 7 years old. And
what's your name?
Parker Smith.
And does Jesus live in your heart?
Yes.
Do you want to testify?
Yes.
Tell us how good he is. Tell them.
He's very good.
Very good. All right. Well, you ready? Okay. Put your hand on your nose. There we go. Well, Parker, upon the confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Woo! Oh, congratulations, Parker. Next, we have Devin Matthews. Devin, we welcome you to the baptistry pool today. Why don't you give us a name and how old you are?
I'm first and last.
And I'm 13.
Okay. Jesus, your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. You want to testify or say anything? Okay. Well, get right in. These guys are people of few words. All right, Devin, you can be seated. You probably should scoot up there just a little bit. Now, we're going to get you all the way down, okay? The water's not too deep, so your head has to touch the bottom there. So, upon the confession of your faith, Devin, I now baptize... Ooh, let me get my watch off. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. You didn't get your head wet, so we're going to take you all the way down, all right? So, it's not that far down, all right? So I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. How was that? Good. Double dunk. He's going to be real holy, you guys. There you go. Oh, I'm so proud of these guys. Help him wrap that all the way around him. That's all right. It'll just stay there. Come on, guys. Ooh, look at these cute guys. Come on, Mr. Liam Sierra. You can step on into the water. David, if you'll keep that mic close to their mouth, please. Tell us how old you are and your name.
I'm 8.
And your first and last?
Liam Sierra.
Liam Sierra. Is Jesus your Lord and Savior, Liam?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be baptized?
Yeah.
All right, have a seat. All right, hold your nose. Give me something to hold on to. I know these guys can swim, but I just need something to hold to. Upon the confession of your faith, Liam Sierra, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Get your head down, baby. There you go. Amen. Give him your love this morning. Yeah, there we go. Wrap that towel all the way around their back there. All right, who else we got? We got another brother, Levi Sierra. We're almost getting all the Sierra boys this morning. We only left one out. All right, Levi, give us your name and how old you are.
I'm Levi Sierra and I'm 11.
And does Jesus live in your heart?
Yes.
All right, you want to say anything about the Lord?
Nope.
Okay, just like the saints, ain't it? All right, there you go. Liam, upon the confession of your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you because you're a Christian. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Get your head down. There you go. Don't these boys look handsome in their white shirts? There you go. All right, we got another Sierra, Ezra. Come on, Ezra. Okay, Ezra must be the big brother. He's in charge. If it's going to happen, it's going to come through Ezra. You want to step in, Ezra? I'm going to step right on down under there. Give us your first and last name, how old you are.
I'm Ezra Sierra, and I'm 12 years old.
Okay, is Jesus your Lord and Savior? And you're ready to be baptized? Okay, have a seat. Liam, hold your nose. I know you know how to swim, but there you go. Liam, upon the confession of your faith, Ezra. There's too many of these Sierra boys. Ezra, upon the confession of your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name. As he was going down, he said, goodbye. And I think he was talking to the old man. That's right. All right. Come on, Jeff Hatfield. Come on. Give Big Jeff a big God bless you. Oh, it'll work, brother. Don't you worry. There we go. Just sit as close. Get those knees touching the front there. Have a seat, Jeff. All right, you don't have to tell us how old you are. We're going to stop with that now. And give us your first and last name, and then give us a testimony, Jeff. When did you meet Jesus, and how do you know he's Lord of your life?
My name is Jeff Hatfield. I am 52. I met him in my 20s. I gave my life to him. But what I love the most is, even though I was a heathen, he let me come back to him.
Oh, yes.
He's the most awesome thing I've ever found in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just love him.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I compliment you for coming to the baptistry this morning. If you'll hold your nose, please, for me. And if you'll take the other hand there. Father, upon the confession of Jeff Hatfield's faith, he loves you with all of his heart. I baptize him now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Jeff. May a new day and a new refreshing come upon you in the name that's above every name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Next, we have Claire Sanchez. Y'all better get a good look. This is the last time you'll ever see her hair wet. So, Clara, this is Clara Sanchez. You want to give us a testimony, Clara? When did you find Jesus?
Oh, about 30 years ago. Came into my heart. And the best thing about the Lord is that he's there. He's always there with you.
Yes.
Even though you don't see him, you don't hear him, but you feel him. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Clara. Upon the confession of your faith, Clara Sanchez, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Oh, and to... There you go. There you go. All right, here comes her husband, Joe Sanchez. Joe, we're so glad to see you this morning. And Joe, when did Jesus come into your life?
25 years ago. 25 years ago.
You want to testify about him or say something?
Yeah, I was an alcoholic for like 45 years, and I've been 7.5 years clean.
Come on, give Jesus praise. Woo! 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember praying for you, Joe.
Yeah.
And here sets the fruit of a wife's prayer. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Keep on praying no matter what.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, Joe, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you either way is fine. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, all the way down. There you go. Amen. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah is right, Brother Joe. Is Valerie here? Oh, come on, sweet Valerie. Yeah, this is a sweet surprise. Daddy, you want to help her in there? She might. Okay. You can sit right there and put your feet down there, Valerie. Give them your first and last name. Tell them how old you are.
I'm 7.
Your name is Valerie. What?
Sonoran.
Okay. Jesus live in your heart?
Yeah.
You want to testify or talk about him? All right. He's a good God, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Your hair sure looks pretty today. I think it'll stay up after you get baptized. All right. Can you hold your nose and then put the other hand right here? Hold your arm. There. What's her name again? Valerie, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All the way down, baby. Oops. Okay. Can I won't let you, nothing happen, okay? We're just going to take all, we're look, right there. See the bottom? It's not that deep. Okay, let's do it again. I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. There we go. We got it. Couple of double dippers today, boy. They're going to have an extra refreshing. Yes, she did just walk up. Okay, is Victoria Albera here? She and her grandson? Okay. Well, would you stand with me this morning? That concludes our baptismal service. Would you give them all your love one more time? Amen. Unless anyone else wants to come and be baptized. Anybody else? Dee, you coming to be baptized? Okay. Come on, let's just give him our love today. Father, we love you. Jesus, thank you for your example. Thank you for being baptized. Thank you for telling us about it. Thank you for telling us, Father. We give our hearts and our love to you. And I pray that the anointing that's upon this baptistry this morning and what we have done will follow these, Lord, change their lives. The old man has been buried. The newness of life, that new one has been resurrected. In Jesus' name, amen. You being baptized, baby? Okay. You going to keep your shoes on? It's okay if you, whatever mama says. Take shoes off? Yeah? Okay. How old is he, first of all? Okay. All right, baby, can you step over there? There you go. Okay, we do have an age limit of 6 years old. Have a seat, sweetheart. Some of them have not liked going all the way under, so we might need to raise that up a little bit today. All right, sweetheart, does Jesus live in your heart?
Yes.
He does. Do you love him?
Yes.
How old are you?
7.
Yeah, what's your first and last name?
Silas,
where do you go to school, Silas?
Bulldog Elementary School.
Bulldog Elementary. Man. All right, hold your nose, Silas. And can you give me your other hand? Hold it right here. Silas, upon the confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Silas, good job. I'm so glad you got baptized today. We'll make sure and get him a certificate. Come on. This guy just gave his heart to Jesus this morning. He was one of the ones that lifted his hand to be baptized. All right, David, get me a name right here. What's your name?
My name is Vance Vega.
What is it again?
My name is Vance Vega.
Vance. Well, I love that name. And how old are you, Vance?
I'm 11 years old.
And you just gave your heart to Jesus now?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know how good Jesus is?
Yeah.
Has he been good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us anything about him?
Well, when I was little, my grandma, she had a blanket of Jesus. And she said whenever I was little, I used to put my hand in the heart. And that would be praying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? You put your hand on his heart. And you know what? Now he's putting his hand on your heart. Do you know that? It's what happened back there a while ago. He put his hand on your heart, and he saved you. Come on, hold your nose, sweetheart, and put your other hand right here. Hold this, would you? There you go. Vance, Upon the confession of your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? All right. This is good. Well, today I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful day, and be praying for these who gave their hearts to Jesus today.